That's such a great movie, man. I imagine like that probably would have been me, but I had sex when I was like 14, so yeah. You know.
Oh, that was definitely where I was heading. Like I lucked out, I guess. You know, it was one of those things. I'm like, girls, they mess with your action figures.
You slipped in it, just like fell in. Whoa, shit, not a virgin anymore.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Welcome to episode 51. We're over the 50 hump now.
Woo!
Dude, that 50th episode was so fucking crazy. We had to take a break, dude.
Yeah.
We had to party hard for that 50th episode. I got so wasted.
Definitely. We took so much Blue Chew and Red Bull.
Fucking Mal Gobson, man. He's fucking like just that guy drinks all night, dude.
He was sending out weird tweets, dude.
We were having that Holocaust talk.
He gave us some Canadian beer. You know that stuff. It's like moonshine. I haven't done a good Big Daddy reference in a long time.
30 packets of ketchup?
See, that Frankenstein loves it.
And of course, we walked in the bar and they're like, hey, I know you guys. You ordered 3 pieces of cheesecake.
Yep.
I hate this game. It's bullshit.
Hip Hop Anonymous?
And then he pointed at you and he said, hey, that guy, he has cat who bites doll's head off.
I forgot about that part.
Dude, Rob Schneider is probably what makes that movie, man.
What do you guys like?
I'm not going to lie. I have... We're going in a little direction here for the upcoming new year. We're going to do some new things. And I will say I did reach out to Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider is a carrot.
What the fuck is that guy doing that he wouldn't be able to do this podcast?
His hot wife?
Yeah, dude. He has a smoking hot wife.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you ever watched a show on Netflix? That's his real wife.
No, I wouldn't watch that show.
Rob
it's actually
Schneider.
Not bad, dude. The Life of Rob, dude. It's actually pretty funny, but...
I think that out of most of the people that have been like on that cast and all that, he's probably one of the funniest people out of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Even like his low-budget movies, you're like, it's still Rob Schneider. He's still really fucking funny.
So I'm not saying his movies are good. I'm saying he makes that movie like good.
Oh, definitely.
He's entertaining.
Yeah.
In small doses. The You Can Do It guy,
yep.
In the few movies he's in. You know,
well, look at Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi is, to me, my favorite Steve Buscemi is when he's a supporting cast character.
Yeah.
When he's doing the real goofy stuff, yes. But him in Ghost World, he fucking kills it.
Yeah, I mean, but you can't say that he was like so compelling in Tree's Lounge if you ever saw that. And if you think about it, one of our favorite movies, Reservoir Dogs, he's a supporting character.
He is.
And Con Air.
Connor, yeah.
I wore his head through 3 states.
I got the whole world in my hand.
Did you guys know Dave Chappelle was in that movie?
Yes.
I did not remember this shit. Yeah, that'll be part of my Weekend Geek.
Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny Trejo.
Damn, man. You clean
up good. Malkovich.
Fuckface. He plays a fucking real fuckface in that.
I think that's the fuckface movie.
Fuckface.
Put the bunny back in the box.
That's an awesome Nick Cage movie, man. I mean,
that is the best one, I think.
I mean, it's
between
so
that and The Rock. Man,
it's
right?
So cheesy, but it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cheesy, it's good. You know, The Rock is almost a good movie. Like, it's almost a good action movie.
I mean, dude, Nick Cage with his fake Southern accent.
The hair is
what gets me, dude.
No, dude, the fake accent gets me.
I love that one, but it's like, that's in another category of Cage movies, like with Face Off. Like Face Off and Con Air, and they're just cuckoo, you know?
Well, dude, he had that stint where he just put out fucking gold, like back to back to back, and then he just went like,
it was
fucking
after,
just.
He ran out of money.
Then when he started grinding up fucking dinosaur bones and snorting them, dude.
Have you guys ever seen Matchstick Men?
Yes.
Matchstick Men was great.
That is like an Academy Award winning movie that didn't
movie.
Win any movie.
No, dude.
Didn't win any awards, man.
No, what was the one where he played the arms dealer?
Lord of War.
Lord of War is fucking great.
That was really good.
But that Matchstick Man, where he's like running out of his so-called drug and he goes into the drugstore, he's like, I will pull you into the fucking beat your fucking ass.
Now, do you know who his doctor was? The guy that gave him the pills?
No.
The fucking the stepdad boyfriend from Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yes.
How fucking awesome is that?
That guy always plays
my client.
That guy always plays a shithead, dude.
Oh, he's a shitbird, that dude. Yeah. That was a cool movie, though. I hadn't seen it. I know I talked to you guys. I'm like, oh, I got to see this. I got to see this movie. And I finally picked it up on Vudu or something like that. And I'm like, all right, $3.99, whatever. Let me get it. And I watched it twice. It was so fucking good.
Sam Rockwell is kind of like the Steve Buscemi, like a young Steve Buscemi. Like
I like Sam Rockwell movies.
He's good. Yeah. And like, he's good when he plays that real hard character, that like comic relief, like he does in Matchstick Men. You know, and in Jojo Rabbit, where he plays a fucking gay
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, he's good in that, too.
He's good in that. He was good in Gentleman Broncos, and that movie was weird. You ever see that? It's, aliens are trying to steal my testicles. It's like, what the? I bought this movie. I shit you not. I got it at a dollar store. And I'm like, holy shit. I remember working at Blockbuster when this came out, and they gave us, like, two copies. Do you know what a movie release gives you two copies? It's probably not going to be great. The exception was 40-Year-Old Virgin, when that came out. They gave us 12 copies because Blockbuster was fighting with Universal Pictures.
Huh.
And oh, my God, you could not keep that fucking movie on the shelves. It was crazy. It was great.
I remember buying that movie when it came out.
You know what I want? I want some fucking French toast.
French toast!
Her boot felt like a bag of sand.
And who knew that the Indian gentleman in that movie actually would go to jail for trying to kill his wife with a knife?
Crazy, dude. But that's like...
He could not put the sheath back until it has drawn blood.
You ever smoke weed out of an apple?
That got me thinking, you ever watch Wizard of Oz on weed? Going all over the place.
You know how I know you're gay? You like Coldplay.
Oh, that's the best. Dude, Boner Jams 03, dude. The box of porn.
Oh, fucking, so many memories.
I know, man.
Paul Rudd, dude.
That dude.
It's an interesting box of pornography you have there.
Maybe Andy's got it right. He's playing the video game.
Jesus, what is this? That's such a great movie, man. I imagine like that probably would have been me, but I had sex when I was like 14, so... Yeah. You know?
Oh, that was definitely where I was heading. Like, I lucked out, I guess. You know, it was one of those things. I'm like, girl, they mess with your action figures.
You slipped in it, just like fell in. Whoa, shit, not a virgin anymore.
Yeah, no, I ended up like I was hanging out with a good crowd, I guess, and they got me laid. And I was just like, well, okay.
He found that one chick that was a. She's like, you got action figures?
Hell yeah, you can put them in my pussy.
No, it wasn't even stuff like that. It was just like
she's you got a car because I had a big trunk.
you can put your bike in it.
No, I was doing the Airheads thing because you know after watching Adam Sandler, you know doing like the cool quiet and all that, he's like, oh, I was doing the quiet cool over there. And I was a bit more like Rex. You know, it's like, hey, what the fuck? You know, but it's like...
You sound like Joe Pesci?
Yeah, that's always just
hey,
like...
Hey, what the fuck?
So a girl comes up to me and she's like, what are you thinking about? And I'm like, swimming pools. Now you can spin around.
Don't lie, dude.
It's all warm like an egg.
That's what was in your head, but really you came out like Joe Pesci. I'm fucking thinking about fucking swimming pools and fucking you.
No, I said I totally lucked out, so, you know. Otherwise, I would have totally been that guy.
I didn't luck out, dude. I made it happen, dude. That sounds like I raped someone.
It totally does. You're like, I just made that shit happen.
But not that way. Like, I was just so determined, and I was like, I'm going to have sex. And I just found the chick, dude, that let me do it to her, and it happened.
Then after that, you're all cool and, like, slicking your hair back and shit. You know,
slicking my hair back with
growing a pencil thin beard along the sides.
No. Okay. I had a full fucking beard and mustache.
That doesn't shock me that you had a full
seventh fucking grade.
Yeah, I've been rocking the goatee since sixth grade.
So,
yeah, I was a bit of a ladies' man, so I didn't have to fight.
You didn't have to fight. Sorry. Yeah,
the ladies love me.
LL Cool Justin.
I was way cooler back in high school. I'm fucking lame now.
I don't know. I like hanging out with you. So.
I mean, yeah.
We talk about Predator and shit.
But basically, you're a fucking mirror image of me.
Yeah.
When people see a picture of you, they go, how the fuck does this guy look so much like you?
It's not that we're lame. It's just that we got older.
Old.
Yeah. And then
we're so old.
And it's like, well, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to do these three things over and over again.
I was also like, I was kidding about the whole thing because I was kind of an anarchist.
He was kidding. He's never had sex.
No, not that part. Like the whole quiet part. Like I has definitely been like the firebrand person who would like start a fight at like the drop of a hat and all that. Like I was that guy. I'd be like, "What do you mean? What do you mean you don't believe in the same thing I believe in? I believe in it absolutely." Ah! You know, and like
you're the wild card, dude.
Yeah, because it's kind of like that.
Nice.
I cut the brake lines.
Yeah. I think me and you were both wild cards back in the day, dude.
I'd jump off of shit into shit.
Oh yeah.
onto shit. Hey, light shit on fire.
You
want to
see me break my legs?
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Want to see me jump off that roof?
That I would do.
That's the same. It's break
my legs. But I didn't show off to anybody. I was just like, I want to go blow some dynamite up.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely blew up that dynamite. Yeah, I think for me, it was more like, what do you think we could do at the school after it's closed? Let's go steal a drinking fountain.
Burn it down.
See, my problem, I thought I was Vin Diesel back in when I was in high school, so I lived my life a quarter mile out of town.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were a mediocre actor.
Dude,
I was that, too.
I still live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Dude, I had so many speeding tickets when I was growing up, so many.
Like, you again.
Pretty much, like, the cops would pull me over. Dude, I got to know the cops. It'd be like, oh, fuck. Well, one of them was my friend's dad, so he'd pull over. I'd be like, hi, Officer Garcia. And he'd be like, why are you? What are you doing? I'm like, being stupid.
Trying to impress the girl.
In the seat next to me.
He's like, and then he comes over and he's like, not bad.
One cop did laugh one time. I had a girl in the car. We got pulled over. It was probably like 11 o'clock at night. The cop comes over, you know, he does his thing, and he's like, all right, I'm giving you a citation. You go, see, he's giving you a warning. I was like, you dumb bitch, that's a ticket.
you dumb bastard. A scooter is a sailboat.
Did you tell her at that point it was a sailboat? Yep. Did you yell at her and tell her she's not allowed to rent here anymore?
Dude, we should fucking see if we can get that guy on.
That guy's
dude.
Awesome.
He got ripped, dude.
Yeah, he's fucking huge. He married the girl that played Caitlin Bree, too.
Oh, nice,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that cool. Was pretty funny. I guess the part wasn't in the script where he checks out her ass as she walks away.
And so. He wanted to add that in?
Oh, yeah. Nice, yeah, he dude. Wanted that already.
Nice. That's coming up on, like, the 25th anniversary, yeah. Right? Mallrats?
Mallrats is there, I think. Clerks might even be a little older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think out of those two, I think Mallrats is my favorite. I like Clerks for what it is, but it being black and white just puts it in a different category for me.
Artsy.
It's a little too artsy. That's why I like Mallrats better.
Well, you know they did it black and white because it was cheaper, right?
No, I know. I know why they did it. I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan.
Okay, yeah. Well, obviously.
You know, I've been to the Stash. I think we've all been there, right?
Never been to Red Bank?
I've been nearby, but I haven't been to that
gotta
one.
Gotta go, so. Dude.
You gotta go, man.
I'd like to go.
You gotta meet all the guys.
We met Walt, dude.
Yeah, I met Walt, too. He seemed really pissed off.
It was raining, and he was coming in late on a Sunday, and we were leaving, and he was coming in. And, like, I shook his hand, and he was, like, holding a bag of food with, like, a thing over his head. He's like, oh, I gotta go in.
No, oh, wow.
I asked him where a certain Batman comic was, and he acted really fucking annoyed with me.
Yeah.
I was like, where's this at? And he walks over, and he just, like, fucking points.
It's right there.
Yeah, like, right there. And he walks away. I'm like,
he
oh,
doesn't
sorry.
Care, dude. He sorry. Probably deals with fuckheads.
Sorry, Walt Flanagan.
No, dude, he probably deals with fuckheads all day. Coming in and just, like, looking at him.
I mean, he's a great artist, though. I bought a Batman graphic novel that he actually drew a picture of Batman.
Oh, nice.
Hand drew it in the front cover. The ex-wife stole that, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, the winding Geyer, I think it was, or something like that.
Yeah, it was one of the ones that he did, yeah.
Didn't he do all the artwork for that Cretaceous Man comic
yeah.
book they all did?
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
was it called?
Cretaceous Deep.
Cryptozoic
Man. Yeah, that's right.
I have that one. That's autographed by all of them.
I've got the all the issues in the one, like the annual.
Yeah.
But it's not autographed. They were out of that one. But I did get the autographed poster.
The poster's pretty slick.
Yeah, that was $10, dude.
How long ago was that poster? You think?
Probably season one of Comic Book Men.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a big ass show for a long time.
Shit, that was probably at least 7 years ago.
So you know why that show got like canceled?
Because they didn't get the ratings. Because after Walking Dead was talking.
No,
about
it didn't come on till fucking midnight, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, dude, no, you play Walking Dead, then you play Comic Book Men, and then you play The Talking Dead. Because people will wait for The Talking Dead.
Oh, the
motherfuck,
Friends theory.
What
yeah.
they did was they played Walking Dead, they played Talking Dead, they played a repeat of that same Walking Dead.
That's fucking
and dumb. Then they put it on Comic Book Men at like fucking midnight. Like, really?
See, I never got The Talking Dead. I'm like, I don't want to watch this shit.
So I hate it. Yeah.
I always turned it off as soon as it came on.
I always looked to see who's going to be on. Oh, that guy's dying in the show. That's why he's on. That's why he's on the talk show.
Yeah. But I was just like, why the fuck? I don't care about this. I just watched the episode. I don't need them to tell me what
to
happened
break it
in
down.
The episode. I just fucking watched it.
Dude, Chris Hardwick has made a career on that, dude.
He's been around forever, and I mean, with Nerdist and stuff like that, I mean, he is like one of the pinnacles of nerddom.
Yeah.
Really. You know, and he's into some pretty interesting shit, too.
So I follow him on Instagram. I saw it's like, oh, he bought like some of the original prints from the prints? Haunted Mansion.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Like the ones that roll up and they're like extra size.
It must be nice to have like that kind of money.
But you know who his wife is, right?
No.
She's isn't it Lydia Hearst from the Hearst family of publishers?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, so there's some money there.
Yeah, crazy. Dude, his house is like a fun house.
That's awesome.
Like, dude, I watched
J.D. Roth hang out, and he's like, come on in to Chris Harvick's house.
Welcome to my crib.
That's old school.
He's like, yeah. You know who else has a house like that? Fucking Zach Bagans, dude.
Does he really?
Yeah, wow. He's got like a crazy, like, all this kind of crazy shit in his house. At least his museum, you know, because he posts a lot from there.
But... You want to know who I'd love to hang out with? Rob Zombie. Ever seen his movie room, dude? He's got a fucking huge movie collection.
He doesn't live in that house anymore.
No?
He moved.
Oh, he moved?
He sold his L.A. house. He sold his farm, and I think they just have, like, an apartment now.
Yeah.
They got rid of everything because his neighbors were too loud, he was saying. He's an old man, dude.
Yeah, he is an old man.
Damn kids!
Well, he seems like he would be, like, that quiet type of guy that's, like, into what he's into and stuff.
He's into murder like, and, like, corpses and shit and, like, burying people in his yard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eating buttholes.
Eating little buttholes.
Well, he's in Farmington, Connecticut now, so go find him.
No, he's not, though. So, he sold that house.
Oh. Well, you know what else was there is the Mike Tyson house that he had and he was trying to sell forever, and then 50 Cent bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he sold it forever.
You know whose house is for sale just like over here?
Lou
like,
Ferrigno?
Michael Jordan's house.
No,
it's been on the market for like forever.
Yeah.
And we can go up to
his house.
It's like Forest,
yeah, it's Forest Park.
Illinois. It's super, super richy. But like you turn down his street. And it's just like a cul-de-sac with like three other driveways, and his gate has the number
giant 23
in
stainless steel out front.
Yeah, you can't like go in, but you can like see it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, surprised he moved out of this area.
Duh. He's been an idiot.
Yeah. Well, dude, he owns everything in North Carolina.
Illinois really? Sucks, dude.
Well, not only that, dude. Okay, well, after he left the Bulls, he went and played for Charlotte.
Yep.
And then he bought Charlotte.
The Wizards, right?
He played for the Wizards.
He's head wizard, dude. But not for that clan.
He doesn't own the Wizards. He did play for the Wizards. I'm sorry, not Charlotte.
For that clan.
So yeah, he played for the Wizards, and then he bought the Charlotte Hornets.
Wow. Hornets, that's right.
And then I guess he owns like three hospitals in like North Carolina.
Hospitals.
That's got to be some good money.
Wow.
And then he's got his brand. Dude, the guy's got more money than
like people. Kids now, they buy Air Jordans. They don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah,
dude.
No, that's true.
It's just basically like a brand of shoes. You know how like Chuck Taylor, Chucks. That's just what, Air Jordans. Oh, who is it? I don't know, Air Jordans.
Dude, I never knew, okay, this was probably going back to 10 years when I first moved to Chicago.
You didn't know who Michael Jordan was?
No, I knew who my, dude, I fucking knew, dude, I was a 90s kid.
Dude, even I know who Michael Jordan is.
I was saying, I didn't know that Air Jordans were like a fucking investment, dude. They're bigger than Turtle Futures.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If you buy if 10 years ago you would have bought a pair of Air Jordans, today they'd be worth 10 times as much.
If you didn't wear them.
There is a ridiculous return on investment, but it's also like the call for quality on like sneakers and stuff like that for like the sneakerheads. They'll fucking pay cash right then and there, but they'll tell you if the quality's not there, and they will not fuck around.
They got testers like Coke dealers and
No, seriously.
They'll break out this thing, they'll like scrape off a little piece of the plastic, they'll chop it up, they'll put a little dye. It ain't pure, dude. Get it out.
Same thing with the Star Wars people.
Oh my God, dude. Fuck Star Wars toys, dude. Dude, two transactions on eBay, and I've just dealt with complete fucking basement-dwelling nerd fuckers, dude. Like, Jesus Christ, dude. I'll never buy another Star Wars lot ever.
You might want to consider not buying any more
that's
Star Wars.
How fucking sour my mouth is from dealing with those idiots.
Turtle people are usually pretty decent, right?
Turtle people? No.
They're sewer dwellers. They don't care.
Huh. I know turtles, so I know what I'm buying.
Okay.
With the Star Wars stuff, it's like, yeah, fuck it. Star Wars, I'm buying it. That was just like a shot in the dark. I did my research. There's a lot there, dude.
Yeah.
You know, with the turtle stuff, I knew it. I did my research. I knew even more. So I can look at something. I can look at the thing. I can evaluate the price and know what I'm getting into. With the Star Wars stuff, I still have to look. I don't know what the cardbacks were. I don't know what the tauntauns. And I sent it offhand, but with turtle stuff,
then
I know prices,
dude. You got it down.
Yep. So that's the only thing. Like, in, like, 10 years, I'll be those, like, Star Wars guy, dude. Like, people won't want to deal with me. It's not...
I love
that. Please just say you sign off all your emails with, I like turtles.
No, dude, I you saw the fucking transaction of messages I sent you today. Was I fucking rude or not, dude?
You told the guy a price plus shipping, and he came back with another offer after that. So
he was like, what's the best you can do? And I'm like, this and this plus shipping. And he's like, well, how about this shipped? And I'm like, no. What I fucking said, plus yep. shipping. I'll refund you if you pay over.
And the thing is, you didn't say, like, this fucking thing. You were actually really nice about it.
I was like, no. I was like, I can't do that. I'll do my price plus shipping, and I'll refund you excess shipping if you pay more.
He said, listen here, fuckface.
know who else is really fucking dumb? M&M collectors, dude.
Apparently.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
You should tell that story.
This lady fucking messaged me. She's like, well, how tall is this stuffed animal? It's M&M. I'm like, 10 inches, dude. The ruler is in the fucking photo with him. Like, can you not read?
Dude.
I just looked. I was like, 10 inches.
See, to cut in your story real quick. Dude, fucking people just when you sell shit online are stupid as shit. Because
they don't look. They don't read.
Yeah, they don't read because I've been trying to sell.
I don't read good.
I have a dog cage that folds up. I've never used it. My dog doesn't sleep in it.
You used it?
So I was like, fuck it. No. I put the dimensions on there because I got asked a bunch. I never put it. So I put it on the ad.
What's the size?
I get that fucking daily.
What's the size of that cage?
What's the size of that cage? I just respond. It's in the ad.
Do you think you can fit a large raccoon in there?
Dude. But this lady, dude, she's like, what's the size? I'm like, oh, the ruler's in the photo. It's 10 inches. Well, you don't have to be rude. And I'm like, I'm not being rude. I'm just stating a fact that you need to look at the photo because I put the ruler in it. Well, you don't have to be rude. Now I'm not going to buy it. Well, I don't need you to buy it because you're just probably going to return it because you're a piece of shit.
Yep, thank you.
Like, know what I do with those people fucking messaging you like that? I copy their fucking screen name and I block them, dude.
Wow.
I don't care.
So she can't even find it next.
Well, she can see it. She can't bid or buy.
Wow.
Oh, I've gotten that. Well, it won't let me buy it. Yeah, because I blocked you because you're a piece of shit. Like, don't be stupid. Like, that guy blocked him.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? Yeah. I don't care, dude. Fuck it, dude. Like, fuck them.
Well, that's the thing, too. This is your livelihood. And it's like, if they're going to throw, like, a ransom note of bad feedback or some shit on you, or like a refund or something, where they end up keeping the stuff and you're out twice now.
Okay, this dude, this is another dude. Okay, he bought two things from me in the same day, haggled with me on the price because I have or best offer on. So I'm like thinking, all right, this dude's either an M&M collector or he's just, I don't know why he's buying this. I just can't tell. You know, so he bought four unopened, like reusable M&M shaped like lunch bag coolers, like mm-hmm. you know, you freeze them and they get cold.
Yeah.
And then he bought those, so those went in an order, a box by themselves. And he bought some Christmas lights with little M&M Christmas covers. There's 20 lights and 20 covers. I tested them; they worked. Nothing was cracked. Those went in a different box. The dude gets the fucking the M&M ice pack things. Says the box is empty. Says it was open, like they delivered it open. So I'm assuming all probably happened in shipping. I'm like, can you send me a photo of the box? This so I feel better about myself. So I'm not giving away free money. He's like, oh, my iPhone's broken. I'm like, all right. This guy's probably old. Doesn't know how to fucking upload a photo. Give him the benefit of the doubt. I say, well, so I'm not completely out. How about 90% of your money? And he was like, okay. And I'm like, that was a little fishy and quick. But whatever. Maybe he understands. It's fine. Oh, did the other order get there? Nothing. 3 days later, he tries to force through a return through eBay saying the Christmas lights don't work and saying all this thing. So I'm like, well, what the fuck, dude? So I sent him a fucking really aggressive email saying, dude, you already get away with the other thing and I just give you your money back. Now these don't work. There's no way you order two things from me and they both come to you fucked up, dude. No way.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to return these, you send me the exact fucking strand of lights back with every single fucking M&M piece and I'll give you your money back. But if there's one fucking scratch on anything, you're not getting shit, dude. And the guy sends me something. Okay, I'll send them. And then fucking Shannon Googles this dude's name and address because on eBay you see where you're sending stuff to people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So fuck, we found this article. The dude got arrested for fucking returning empty boxes to Walmart. His name, his address, the article about him being arrested for that. Mm-hmm. So he's a scammer.
Yeah.
So I take a screenshot.
Not a good one.
So I take a screenshot of the article and I send it to him. Hey, scammer, what's up? Check out this article. He just bypasses it and says, oh, wait, I want to return this, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to use this box. I'm like, no. Don't even send me anything because I'm not giving you any money back. And I sent him the article again. You need to read the article. I caught you red-handed. You're a piece of shit. I'm going to call eBay, and I'm going to give them this information, which I did. I sat on hold for like an hour, finally got through to someone, gave them the information. Oh, thank you so much. You know, we'll flag his account and this and that. You know, and this, and then he was, and then he said, oh, I'm going to cancel my credit card. You're not going to get any money back from me. Blah, blah, blah. And then he just went off on that shit. But like, when you do a return on eBay, you send them a label, and you see when they download it, mm-hmm. he hasn't downloaded the label yet. So he's mm-hmm. not sending shit back to me.
No. Yeah.
He's not. Even if he does, I'm not giving him any money back, dude. Fuck him.
Like, yeah, I can't say I blame you after all that, too.
But like, every return I get from here on out, I'm Googling their name, and I'm Googling their address, dude.
That's pretty smart. Yeah.
You know? Because like all the return, like the five or six returns I've had over 600, you know, items sold, it's all been bullshit, dude. And I just haven't caught them until this guy.
So you're almost at a year of doing this, yeah. then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 600 or right at 600 sold.
Oh wow!
Items sold in the last 12 months.
So you made $600?
$600.
Wow.
A little more than that.
Yeah.
And that has been the Diary of Matt Selling.
Fuck, dude.
You come across any dioramas, you let me know, right?
Sure. I'll probably come across yours here. Yeah. You'll be listening.
No, I'm going to be buried with it.
he's going to be dragging it through the front door one day. He's like, can you just keep this here?
Not for $100 you're going to be buried with that. It's not like
or in it.
It's not like a lot of money, dude.
No, it's just so fucking big. Every day I look at this thing, you know, whatever.
that's really grinds my gears, dude, with people.
So that you're going to come in and you're like, oh, me and the girlfriend are moving. We need a bigger place for a diorama room.
No.
It's getting like that.
We're going to move into this diorama.
If I keep getting fucking turtles, I'm probably going to have to move into the diorama.
I already told myself I'm through with NECA.
Yeah.
I'm through buying NECA. Because A, you can't find them, and B, they're just doing way too many too quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like if you collect Ninja Turtles, and I'm deciding I'm not going to collect any of the movie ones. I'm just not. I'm not going to go after them. I'm not going to chase them and all that. And it's like these new ones that are coming out, and it's like $50 here, $50 there, $80. I'm like, I'll go after some of the NECA ones and all that, but... I mean, can't collect everything.
I have the four turtles from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have the four turtles from the cartoon version, and that's it.
Were those the NECA ones, or were those the other ones?
Those are all NECA.
Okay.
Yeah. I sold my set of NECA ones that you had.
Yeah, how much did you get for those?
I got $250.
Oh, nice.
Wow, so you made some really?
Money. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. They're about 100 new. Yeah. They're $25 a pop new.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen them like go for 25, 33, kind of at or around there.
Yeah, I made. I think I sold them for $250 when they're hard to get.
Yeah,
when you couldn't find them anywhere.
Nice, dude. I think I didn't know you could get them at GameStop.
Yep.
So I bought them from a dude for $200. So I overpaid.
It's still not bad.
It's not bad.
That was where I got them. I got them from GameStop on sale. Yeah. The whole set of four for $99.
Yeah, that's what they meant. That's like normal price. Yeah.
And then they sold out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I sold them for like $250. And then I saw him again, and I was like, should I buy him? I'm like, should I double down and buy him again? I'm like, nah, I'm not going to risk it.
Risk it for the brisket, dude?
You know,
not risk price. It for the biscuit.
Risk it for the turtle brisket?
Mm. Anybody have brisket this week?
No.
I have not made a brisket. I've been wanting to make one.
I had Sonic.
Ooh, Sonic. I had Portillo's.
I had Portillo's last night.
Nice. They got that big sausage there. So.
I didn't have the Polish sausage. I had the Italian beef. For all you people not in Chicago, that is basically like a Philly cheesesteak, but more delicious because Philly cheesesteaks suck.
After you eat this, like in all seriousness, I'm from the East Coast, and you know Philly cheesesteaks were like a huge part of my growing up. Once you have an Italian beef sandwich, you realize what utter dog shit Philly cheesesteaks are.
Dude, it's
I'm not even kidding.
I went to Philly, and they were like, "Oh, we're gonna get you the best Philly cheesesteak ever," and I'm like, "All right,
not even worth it.
It's worth it."
I bit into it, and they were like, they were expecting me to be like, this is the best thing ever. I was like, it's all right.
You're like, what is this, fucking mayonnaise?
Hey, if you hadn't had the Chicago-style Italian beef, you probably would have been
I probably would have liked it, because it's beef, it's cheese.
Yeah. Dude, not to knock a Philly cheesesteak.
I'm knocking it because you can get a decent enough one at fucking Subway.
No, dude, not the ones you're going to get, like, in Philly. Dude, I mean, it's just like an Italian beef. You can get Italian beef at a lot of places. But they're not as good as like Portillo's or Mr. Beef,
or
Al's. Mr. There's other, you know, there's Italian beef places that are known for it, but a lot Buena of places beef. Carry it. Buena Beef is not even. I don't even put that up there, dude.
That's like the Buena McDonald's beef. Of like Italian beef. Yeah, dude.
Buena's like meh.
You go there where it's like, is it easy?
Yeah, because you're like the line of Portillo's is too long, so I'm gonna go to fucking Buena.
This place out by you is pretty good. Nick's. We're pretty decent.
Nick's.
Nicky's.
I mean, dude, nobody tops that Portillo's beef.
Yeah, dude, but obviously, if you gotta go to Philly, if you go, you gotta go, you gotta eat the fucking cheesesteak there.
Well, yeah, dude, you gotta get the cheesesteak with the cheese whiz.
You gotta eat it, you gotta eat it next to the Rocky statue.
Yeah.
Crotch high with his dick, eating it, and then, you know, and you gotta run up the stairs.
Wait a minute. What?
You know. In Philly, dude, what you do in Philly is you go get the cheesesteak and you go next to the Rocky statue.
Did you say cheese dick?
Cheesesteak, dude.
Cheese dick.
I'm not even a cheese dick.
You gotta go to the cheesesteak.
Take my cheesesteak, Adrian.
And you have to go to the Rocky statue, and like it's so tall, his crotch is about at your face. Okay. So you gotta eat the cheese dick.
So you use the cheese as plaster, and you stick the sandwich right to his dick, and then fucking deep throat it.
And then you gotta run up the stairs and be like, hey.
So I was looking at this today. Do you guys know that there's like statues of like Captain Kirk's birthplace?
Yeah, and I don't know
that. Like, yeah,
future birthplace.
Yep, and future of Janeway. I saw. Yeah. I wonder if they have one for Spock. I don't know.
He's not on this planet, so I doubt it.
Yeah, he's not from.
He's half human. Damn it!
Hey, dickhead! He's not fucking.
He's half human. But
he wasn't born here.
His mother's human.
He was born in space. You fuck.
He's born in space.
I'm not even a Star Trek fan, and even I know that. You piece of shit.
He's half human.
Get the fuck out of here.
His mother.
His mother.
The whale. That whale's dead now.
Star-Lord was half human too.
Also born in Indiana.
He was born here. Yeah, he was born here.
No, Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri.
Missouri.
The show me state. The show me how to fucking drive state, because they suck.
You ever been to Massachusetts, man?
Actually,
East Coast drivers are the fucking worst
dude,
drivers.
Massachusetts, dude.
Florida. All Massachusetts.
Worse.
No. Dude, all Massachusetts is fucking roundabouts and people on their phone, dude. That's all it is.
Now, you want to know what I hate about the fucking Northeast Coast? Dude, fucking jug handles. Jug handles piss me the fuck off.
What are those, dude?
What?
Going through New Jersey, they have fucking what they call jug handles. They're designed like a fucking highway. So if you want to make a left at a road, you got to go off on a right and go through the jug handle like and it takes you out. They call them jug handles. They're designed like a fucking highway.
That's
all
a
the
Jersey
roads are designed
thing.
Like this.
Yeah.
Boot, boot, boot,
boot. Because I fucking hate it. Because I'm driving on like a country back road and I'm like, I want to make a fucking left. And so I'm in the left lane. And all of a sudden, I'm like, fuck, I got to be in the right lane. Fuck New Jersey!
Well, you could be like Connecticut, where it's like, well, if you want to get there, you've got to drive on this one two-lane road across the mountain over the lake and through this bridge.
Nah, fucking, and you got a dick.
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
No, you got a dicker with like six old dudes with beards and little dogs, dude. I'm like, no, don't listen to Bob. He's not going to say, you got to go down this game. Get back to Carl.
What you want to do is you want to go down this way over there.
You got to buy a Coca-Cola sign for me. We got a dick.
You're going to go up there past the old hate rally sign.
It's better than Georgia, dude. You fucking pull over and ask for directions to Georgia. The dude's got a cigarette in there, and he's like, "My daughter's going left over to go down. Come on, you some barn over there, and you go over there, down. And then you go down, and maybe down.
Is that like in a Rat Race where they should have bought a squirrel?
Pretty much.
What's that one?
Dude, I kid you not, dude. He's, okay, in Georgia, you ask for directions. You pull up to, like, a gas station. Guarantee it's old dude, cigarettes wrapped up in the sleeve. Fucking unlit cigarette in his mouth.
Or overalls with no shirt underneath, cigarettes are in his little flap.
Yeah.
And he gets one out like this.
And it's always unlit, dude, and it just bounces up and down while he's talking to him.
And he doesn't give you street names.
Yep.
Turn right past the White House, and then go three fucking tenths of a mile, and you go... There's a fucking wooden fence pole with a piece of dog shit in front of it.
Or no, dude, they even give you like their fucking hand. Go back, you're going to go past O'Leary's bar and you're going to make a right. Like, who the fuck are the O'Leary's, dude? I need fucking directions, asshole.
I get, or they always offer you directions. No, dude, I got my phone and MapQuest. No, you don't listen to that. Yeah, see ya.
But dude, even Southern Hospitality, they're like, just fuck it, just follow me.
I've had that, dude. Seriously.
I know, that's Southern Hospitality.
I did a sales internship, right, where I had to go down to Hickory, North Carolina, something like that, and I was fucking culture shocked like crazy because I was out canvassing neighborhoods, knocking on the door, hey, everybody, we're here talking about roofs and blah, 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 you know, like going through my spiel and all that. They're like, all right, brother, come on in.
They give you a fucking back massage.
I'm like.
The daughter comes down, she's fucking blowing you.
Well, yeah, no.
He says, he's like, that did happen.
You are not far from the truth, Matt. You are not far from the truth.
Now you gotta marry her.
I had to get the fuck out of there because I didn't know what was going on. I'm sitting and having lemonade, and I'm like,
are they trying to fuck me? And I'm like, I wasn't really sure what the hell was going on and all that. So I go back and I talk to
he got reverse Jehovah. And he sat down to have you read the good book?
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
So
exactly.
I go back.
That's who we're going to talk about.
Jesus. I'm talking to the sales manager and he goes, "Hey, bud, did you get some finger action?" And I'm like, "This shit happens?" He's like, "All the time, man.
All the time."
He's like, "I ain't made shit, but I've been selling roofs for 20 years.
I fucking love it. I got 16 illegitimate kids." He's like, "Why the fuck do you think I wear tearaway pants?
why do you think I got these loose sweaties on with fucking free bone on some loose sweaties? Yeah. I look like fucking Mankind coming out, dude."
He's like, "I gave you that list.
Have a nice day."
"I gave you that fucking list of supplies you needed. You think I was joking when I put KY jelly on my list?"
I mean, I thought it was a suggestion, you know, because I was walking.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. No, seriously, it's a different world there. And I'm like, holy shit.
"Well, honey, would you like some sweet tea? Maybe a blowjob?"
"What? Come again? Excuse me? Bacon powder?
Want to see a book of my cooter shots?"
"I don't know. You got any more of these cookies?"
"These cookies are homemade, huh? Whoa!"
It's the second episode we mentioned a book of cooter shots.
Do you think after the presidential debate, they sit down and compare books of cooter shots?
I don't know. I mean,
dude, I don't think Joe Biden and Donald Trump are ever going to talk like in public, dude.
I've seen uglier debates.
I have too, but still, man.
I always remember with Mitt Romney and Obama. I thought Mitt Romney was gonna fucking punch Obama. Nah. Like the way he looked at him, I'm like, that's a man who wants to fight
there. But seriously, like Joe Biden said, "Will you shut up, man?
Come on, guy. That's his line. Come on, guy."
He's just trying to be like George Bush, dude. Come on, guy.
What are you talking about? The other day he said he's running against George Bush.
No, Jesus, dude.
Because he's like, "We can't reelect Bush." And then he sat there for a minute. He's like, "Trump."
That was kind of a Bush thing there. "That's my Bush."
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it's an interesting season. I'm glad that for the most part we've stayed out of it. So
yeah, we got one more week.
I know, dude.
So some bullshit news happened, and I'm sure you're happy about it. Did you guys see that they are going to have Jared Leto come back for the Snyder Cut?
Yes. I'm the one that texted you about that, and immediately I got, "Fuck that," and, "Oh, he's not that bad."
Dude,
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have the Leto debate.
No debate.
I understand it, dude. I can see why you don't like it.
Okay.
But just take it out of it. If Joker was never another character, dude, it's a weird character to begin with. Yep. And he just put his own spin on it, dude.
I get that.
He put like a gangster rapper, like trap dude.
SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah. It's like, I get it, dude. That's a fun take.
It wasn't necessarily the appearance for me. It was just Jared Leto's acting.
I give it that because it's like, I thought there were some... So to go through this again, I think there are some aspects of it cool. I'm not a fan of the grill, but I think the tattoos are cool.
Yeah.
I think that is cool.
He had a cool look.
He did the thing with the slick back hair. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, they're going for this like Joker and Harley thing and all that.
Yeah.
Acting, not over the top, over the fucking moon.
Yeah.
You know? So it's
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not my thing.
It's not my favorite joke. It's not my the most favorite Joker. But, you know.
Go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead.
Looking back on the Joker movie, which is almost a year old now, do you guys care?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I don't miss it.
I didn't see it again.
I saw it twice.
I like it less after having seen it twice and all that. I just don't care.
It
has its place, but its place is all by itself.
It's not a comic book movie.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And I feel like it got all this credence and stuff as this movie and stuff. And then you've got what's his name? The fucking Irishman guy, you know, going through, I can't think, Scorsese, you know, going and like criticizing that stuff. And it's like, look, it's like you're giving credit where this isn't due. You know, it's like none of this stuff really happened. It's like watching Gotham, but they made it a movie.
Yeah.
Dude, you know? Like, he won Best Fucking Actor for that, right?
He did a good job,
Didn't he win Best Actor?
I just don't think he did. Like as much. Who won? No, he won.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
he won in Parasite, won everything else.
I liked it, dude. It's gonna hold up, dude. It's a good
you
role.
Think so?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's gonna do another one.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Didn't they say that?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure if it made that much money, they're gonna have to do another one.
So. And let's see where they take it. If they can really pull in those elements and keep it that dark and keep it like a comic book movie, you know, with a storyline. You see, dude, see where it goes. But well, as a standalone like movie, it's fucking good.
Yeah. Well, in the world of retrospective Batman news, I read somewhere that Ben Affleck's actually signing on to do more Batman.
Yeah. Ben Affleck is on as Batman. Michael Keaton is on as Batman for the HBO Max.
That's
Batman
all I got,
Beyond.
Dude. That's all DC
well,
has.
I heard
you're not
Affleck.
Wrong.
Well, Keaton's for the Flash or for the Flash movie.
In the Batman Beyond series.
In the Batman Beyond series.
Yeah.
And Affleck's for the Flash. So I take that back. Keaton's not in the Flash movie. It's Affleck in the Flash movie.
Cool.
And then I heard they're going to do a series.
What?
With Affleck, yeah.
You know what? I'm glad that they're doing that. And I mean, the Pattinson one, I bet you it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
It's not going to be probably as good as the Bale movies, but I bet it'll be good.
What I've seen, it's going to look cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting jacked.
Yeah.
And for what we saw of him in Tenet.
Yeah.
I mean, if he brings that, the whole kind of mysteriousness.
The last few movies that he has done, dude, I don't even think of Twilight when I think
of
him anymore.
By far, he is the breakaway out of that fucking whole cast of people from Twilight. The chick, the fucking werewolf dude.
It's undeniable.
I'll say he is the best, but Kristen Stewart, the last movie with that underwater shit, dude, she was good.
It was,
she didn't do her normal, like...
Dude, that movie's so simple.
It's simple, but it was... I like it. I think she did good.
I think the movie overshadowed her, so we just missed her acting.
I don't know. I think she did good.
Just the whole... Cause I don't know, man. I mean,
I'm kind of with you on that, because
we were just looking at her tits, soggy tits, the whole time, dude. And it's like, what? What'd she say?
I don't even know about that. Like it was cool to see her do a capable character that could fix shit.
Maybe
like, I like that.
Maybe that's just she needed the right role.
Yeah. Because
I saw her in Charlie's Angels and that was a
fucking
dumpster.
First of all, that movie was a dumpster fire.
Oh my God.
You could have stuck anybody in that movie and it still turned out a dumpster fire. That movie just sucked ass.
I did not realize the girl from Aladdin that played Jasmine, Princess Jasmine, was in that as like, and I'm like, oh, who's this chick? She's pretty hot. And I like her. I loved her in fucking Aladdin, and I'm like, wow, this movie is such bullshit.
That movie did suck.
You know what a good Charlie's Angels is?
What?
Fucking VIP with Pamela.
Oh, Madison. My God. Yeah, very important person.
I used to jack off that show so much, dude.
And sometimes if you wait too long, then Cleopatra 2020 comes on.
Oh, yeah, dude. Or Hercules.
Hercules.
Or fucking Xena, dude.
Oh, this will fucking blow your minds. You guys remember X-Men the Animated Series, right?
Yeah.
So the guy, yeah, exactly. So speaking of like Hercules and shit like that, you remember when Time Tracks and Kung Fu the Legendary Journeys Continue comes on?
After that,
the son from Kung Fu, Peter,
did
the voice of Gambit on the X-Men.
Oh shit!
I had not known this.
Did you ever see the meme that Wolverine is just two Batmans kissing?
Oh, I see that constantly.
Now you can't unsee it.
I actually have a tattoo of that. It's on the inside of my eyelids.
Nice.
So back to actors that suck at acting but get cast all the time. Me and him went and saw a Liam Neeson movie.
You saw a Liam Neeson movie.
We dude,
this and it was the same fucking thing that he does in every fucking movie.
So he's typecast now as that, I have a particular set of skills and I'm gonna kill you. All right, cool. Let's see some action. Not what this movie was, dude. it was like, dude.
Was he a cowboy?
Dude,
no.
It wanted to be that, but then it
was more of a romance.
But they wanted that romance, and it just didn't work, dude. It was.
I told you to leave my girlfriend out of it.
It still fits.
Who are you? Take me to Mel Gibson.
Dude, I was. Okay.
What is that movie even called?
Honest Thief.
Oh, yeah. Good guy. The good guy.
Dude, this whole movie. We went and saw it in the theater. First of all, it should have been on Netflix.
It should have been straight to fucking
This is the year of that.
But, dude, it was definitely just him on the fucking phone like all the other movies. Like, I have a particular set of skills.
Did he do that shit?
dude.
Kinda.
He did, because in the movie, he's an ex-Marine who's a demolition expert.
Two.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if that had crossed over with that Russell Crowe film that you saw.
And a sequence of him just driving by and they look at each other.
It's like two old men.
Dude, but seriously, like, this movie should have just taken what all the other Taken movies and just fucked into this action. Yep. But they didn't have a budget because the CGI that they did have.
Oh, it was horrid.
I could have done.
They blew a house up. It looked like they were like, we got the guy who did Gemini Man.
We got his brother. Cheap. We got his brother.
You know, the guy
super
who,
cheap.
We got the guy who did the ending of Gemini Man. You know that last scene where Will Smith sees Will Smith and they're at the college? We got that guy to do this house explosion.
No, it's not that guy. It's that guy's brother.
We got Eric Bice.
We got Mel Gibson.
we got the Russo brothers. You mean the Russo brothers? No, the Russo brothers.
Yeah, Jesus,
dude. Get me Steven Spielberg.
But seriously, like, there's a few cool scenes, you know, but it's just like, it sucked, dude.
Yeah, like, dude, he gets his girlfriend. Okay, we're just going to spoil this fucking movie.
Who cares? Dude, you're not going
to
see
sucks.
It.
Because, like, okay, he steals his girlfriend down to the hospital. He takes her to a hotel across the street.
I'm coming with.
And she, like, wakes up, and he's, like, just laying, like, cross-legged on the floor, assembling
building
a bomb.
Building bombs. And she's like, oh, I'd love to see you work, honey.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
He's like, I never told you I robbed banks. And she's just like, okay. I still love you.
I don't know why that makes me think of Arlington Road.
Kind
of.
Yeah. You know? That's a good movie, though.
Yeah, dude, it sucked.
What else did we see?
And then we saw The Empty Man.
Okay.
Which was a very slow burn, and there's scenes that are very, very good.
Yep.
But there's a lot of scenes that are very bad.
Basically, it's a wannabe horror movie, but it's more like a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
So you want there to be more jump scares, but the creep factor, and they confuse you through the whole movie.
Oh, yeah, the
so you
ending
just don't
is
know what
well.
The fuck is going on, and it's like, whoa, did I just come or what?
Like the thing, the people who see this entity or whatever, they start mumbling, but you never understand what they're mumbling. You just So I was joking while we were watching it. So I'm like, it sounds like they're saying, buy the DVD, buy the DVD, buy the DVD.
You can't wait for it to come out so you can see closed fucking captions.
We were joking the whole movie, though, that it would have been a much better movie if Pauly Shore ended up to be the Empty Man. And it wasn't mumbling. It was just him going, Louise.
We did
I like that. I like that a lot.
The whole movie.
I saw The Empty Man. I'm the whistle.
I'm the whistle, but
did anybody see that guest house movie yet? I don't want to pay for it.
No,
so.
I'm not gonna pay for it.
I do this week. I want to go see that other horror movie that
the one with the kid, right?
The kid, yeah. I've seen a couple previews and it actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, that one looks alright.
I think that's gonna be a Thursday night for me.
Yeah, I know you and I talked about this new movie available only on Amazon, the sequel to Borat.
Yes.
It wasn't very nice. I watched that shit.
It had funny parts, but dude, it was not the first one.
I remember his voice differently than he was doing it.
Oh, definitely. His and the first one was a little more high pitched.
Yeah.
Like, the thing about the first Borat movie that is really good, it wasn't that political.
No.
It was political in a sense, but they just kind of made fun of a little bit of everything. But
they made fun of U.S. in general.
Yes.
This one's just
directed
towards
Donald
Pence
Trump.
Trump.
Like, fuck that, dude. Come on.
Well, and you see, like, the other things he does. Like, when he shows up in the synagogue temple to, like, talk to the lady, and he's dressed up like the trademark Jew, and it's like... Do you just think that you're getting away with this because you're Jewish?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't, you know, it was uncomfortable.
Like,
I didn't really find a lot of the jokes funny because they seemed old.
I'll be honest, the girl did better than he did.
Yeah, she did. Like, as you said, the funniest thing is about this book that she has, where it's basically, like, all these lies that men tell girls.
And that was the best part was when she went to the women's meeting.
Yeah.
That was the best part of the movie. Other than that, it was kind of like,
She went to this women's meeting for, like, Republican women and all that, and she's like, we should all touch our special girl places together. It's like explosion. You know?
Because, she has a book, that if she sticks, she masturbates with her hand, her vagina will eat her.
Yeah. He's like, how did you do it? Did you escape through your butthole? Yeah, he's trying to give her as a gift to Michael Pence, and I'm like, you know, I don't really know where this is going, and it just feels kind of contrived, and did you just make this because it was quarantine?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I liked the very beginning when he's like, he's talking about his neighbor. He's like, I get clock radio. He gets clock radio. Like, I thought that was kind of funny.
He's like,
that's
he's like,
Mokun Tukenstein.
He stole everything from me, even home and family. And his sons are like, get out of here. You suck.
That's the part I like. I liked everything up until like he came to the U.S. Then it got kind of like meh.
But like, it doesn't still fit, dude.
No, way
definitely
off.
Not. Yeah. It was a swing and a miss as far as sequels.
It was a big miss, dude.
Like all his movies, dude. So what came after the first Borat? You had
the Brothers Grimsby.
No, the one where he plays like that weird
dictator.
Yeah, the dictator. Yeah.
Bruno.
I liked Bruno, but that was way the fuck out there.
I liked Bruno
with the talking penis, dude. Yeah, and he had the baby, dude. And he's like, fuck, beat your fucking ass, beat your. He was just listening to the rap music the whole time.
I liked that one because come sit on my Mexican Mexican furniture.
Oh yeah. Oh god, dude.
Yeah, that had some funny stuff.
That
to
one
it.
Did. Like,
see, he's just making fun of everybody, dude. Yeah. It wasn't so like directed.
Yeah.
Well, that one kind of made fun of just Hollywood.
Yeah.
And that was great because everybody fucking hates people in Hollywood.
Fashion and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, The Dictator, I don't even think I finished that movie.
I didn't mind The Dictator.
I didn't really get into it. I didn't care.
It wasn't horrible. I didn't mind it.
It didn't capture my attention.
Now he's been getting into more serious stuff, too. He just had that one that came out on Netflix.
Yeah, The Chicago 7. Yeah. Yep.
I didn't watch it yet, though.
It's about the Chicago 3.
Oh, wow. So it's not just a clever name. Yeah, I mean, and I remember going back to, like, the movie Hugo. I'm not a huge fan of that movie, but I know so many people that love it, and they're like, oh, it's so good. And I'm like, it was so boring. But he was great in the movie.
Yeah.
And I think he was in Les Mis. He was in a couple things.
Yeah, he was in Les Mis. Like, yeah, he's very political now.
Who isn't?
I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen. Dude, I went on his Twitter after Borat just to see what he put. Dude, he fucking hates Mark Zuckerberg. A lot.
And that's why I like him, dude.
Every other post is not even like presidential stuff. It's just fucking Mark Zuckerberg fucking like photoshopped ruining the world in like every picture. Man. He really fucking hates Facebook.
Hey, Facebook.
I can't imagine that Joe Rogan's a big fan of Mark Zuckerberg.
Facebook
either.
It's going to be the downfall of Western civilization just because it puts so many people at each other. And it's so easy just because, like, what Mike Tyson said is, like, people post shit that they wouldn't post or wouldn't say in real life because they're too afraid to be punched.
Yeah.
But they'll post it online because they have no repercussions, dude.
Even less on Twitter, I think.
Twitter's a cesspool, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
It really is.
It really, I mean, it's just, people have, they'll just fucking just do whatever they want and say whatever they want. And
oh, my God. I have such nice interactions with people. Maybe it's just me, but it's like someone today is like, oh, I bet no one lives this, like famous artist and all that. I bet no one even looks at this stuff and all that. I go, I look at your stuff. I just don't want to bother you, so I didn't say hi. And he goes, hi, Justin. I'm like, shit, you made my day.
Nice.
I'm like, all right, cool. You know, and actors and actresses, sometimes it's like, oh, cool, Kevin Smith liked our post.
But what we need to learn, dude, is that, like, if you're famous – or if you're a famous basketball player or you have money, it doesn't matter what the fuck you think, dude.
I was saying that about Green Day yesterday.
Your opinion doesn't matter just because you have money. And because you have money, you shouldn't just put your opinion out there just because you can. You know, you shouldn't try to influence people. Okay? What you should be doing is saying, "Hey, do this." Like, if it's about voting, say, get out and vote.
Yeah.
Don't say, vote for this person because I believe it.
That's... you don't like Cardi B?
No, dude.
Well, that's what Michael Keaton did. Michael Keaton got on there and he said, get out and vote. He said, he's just flat out, he didn't tell you who. I mean, you can guess who, but he just said, get out and vote.
And it's all you need, dude. I don't care who, I don't care why, I don't care what, dude. Because what you do isn't going to affect a normal person that has the same struggles. Well, like, all these rich people are like, stay home, save lives. Well, maybe you can because you have millions and millions of dollars, but a normal person who works at fucking 7-Eleven fucking can't, dude.
Well, no, here's my problem when it comes to Hollywood people is they preach, oh, everybody's got to get along and love each other. But, dude, especially with the Avengers cast, Chris Pratt right now is going through a lot of shit because he's very conservative and all that. And all the Avengers cast did a big, giant dinner support thing for Biden. And he didn't want to come.
He shouldn't have to.
So now everybody's, like, all these fans are giving him shit and all this stuff.
Well, you know who his father-in-law is?
Oh, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The fucking former governor, you know?
The governator. Yeah. He's a Republican.
You
could
hang out with. You guys see? He just had a fucking angioplasty.
I don't know.
Like
what
they
that
just
is.
Yeah, yeah. He just had like a heart surgery.
Is that when you get your butthole waxed?
No. He just had they cleaned out his veins.
Well, he's like 70 something now. He's getting up there.
I'm gonna live forever.
He's like, I'll be sad the day that he passes away, dude.
Don't talk about it, dude.
They're gonna rebuild him though, dude. They'll fucking clone his ass.
I'll be like, I am so sad that you have passed away.
Look, if they clone anybody, they need to clone Arnold.
Arnold.
If anybody.
All right. So let's.
What if they mix Robin Williams with Arnold's DNA?
That the world cannot handle that.
Arnold
That's
Williams.
Like an explosion waiting to happen.
Look at these heady eyes.
Ooh, marvelous. Look at this.
And then we filled in the gaps with frog.
Filled in the gaps with Robin Williams. Compliments.
With frog.
Look at me. I'm a penis.
Ooh, marvelous.
Look at me. I'm a penis.
Okay. New topic. You can clone two people together. Who are you picking?
Do I get to keep this person?
It depends on what you clone. I guess. I mean, you know, I was thinking, you know, combination Daisy Fuentes and Selma Hayek.
Both the bottom half. So it's just
side by side.
So it's just cat dog.
Yeah. Oh,
But two bottom halves.
Wait, two? Then
why don't you want stuck on you style? We just got two of them stuck together.
Reverse cat dog, dude.
No,
reverse cat dog.
No. I'm thinking Siamese twin.
Yeah. Oh, just at the waist.
That's gross.
I don't know. As long as you
they're back to back.
Keep them in your closet.
They just don't have a butt. They're just like.
So they shit in each other, and the one eats, and then they have to shit out.
Yeah,
it's the new centipede movie.
Yeah,
ass to mouth.
But you get a. I don't even know where to go with this. But, but they have their own independent thoughts, and
you see, I'm not laughing though.
I know, he's absolutely serious.
He's sitting over here. You can't see. He's got a whiteboard out. He is doing the math.
I've got a fucking whole book, dude. All
right, so who are you?
Whole book of
who are you gonna mix? Who are you gonna Frankenstein together with your clone? Who do you want?
Fuck, dude.
Are we talking dead people or people are still alive?
Well, if you can come up with their DNA, it doesn't matter. So you could pick Walt Disney if you want.
Dino DNA.
Dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur. Oh, Owen Wilson doing the dinosaur. This is a weird turn, but I'm in.
Morgan Freeman and Owen Wilson mixed together.
Wow.
I would like to say wow.
Motherfucker.
With a little hint of Malkovich.
I'm bringing back Kermit the Frog's voice, so I'm going to bring back Jim Henson, and I'm going to cross him with someone who is a little bit healthier, so him and Jack LaLanne. So, nice, so he's like, hey ho, Kermit the Frog here, lifting up this Buick.
Jesus, dude. All right, it's going to Week in Geek, dude. All right.
Week in Geek. It's been a week, huh?
Yeah, who wants to take it away? I mean, we didn't talk anything about Halloween either.
It's all right.
We're going to be past it anyway.
We lied.
So.
Yeah. We lied.
Yeah, we lied, people. We lied.
We had two good Halloween shows.
What the fuck did I do? I don't remember now. I wasn't planning on talking. I thought we were talking about Halloween.
Jerked off into a shoe and then fed the shoe.
Yeah, I mean, that's a typical Monday.
Typical, like, I carved a pumpkin.
I was
a hole,
listening to Jim Morrison from The Doors. And
this is the end, and I busted into a pumpkin.
I always bust it when he goes, "This is the end, my only friend."
Oh, I fucking, okay, here's my weekend gross. Geek. All right, here's my weekend geek. I finally watched Terminator Dark Fate.
Oh, yeah, what'd you think?
Dude, the part where he's like, "My name's Carl." Yeah. I was like, "What the fuck?" It's non-sexual.
Do you really believe that she wanted no piece of him for that long?
No,
dude.
Especially like the way she's like massaging his shoulders and stuff. Like, she would fucking be like, "He's so cold and like metal-like."
That's his real life nanny.
Is it?
No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck, it looks like her. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I was like, "What the fuck?" And
this
he's just
not
like,
a
and
bad
he's like
movie.
Petting the dog, and he's like, "My name is Carl," and you're probably thinking, "How does she not know it's non-sexual?" I'm like, "Oh no, this guy fucks."
Yeah. Jesus, dude.
I think it's an okay movie. I think it's.
I like the beginning.
I like Genesis a lot better.
How much is the Connor kid in it?
Just the very beginning.
Just the can't be the eyes or something?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, just the very beginning. Arnold rolls up and blows his fucking head off.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, it's
damn
definitely
it. Why is he bad?
Is the kid
bad?
He does that mission, so.
Yeah. He's completing the mission.
And that sucks.
So, I mean, I didn't mind it, but it wasn't anything that I'm like, ooh, I gotta watch that again.
I will say this. The chick is hot.
Yeah.
She's really hot with the short hair and the in like the tank top and all that, and she's got like this special skin and shit.
Yeah.
She gets fucked up in the beginning of this movie, and they basically rebuild her, yep. and she's like this soldier, and she comes back, and she's hot, and she's a badass, like kicking ass, and I'm like, even just watching those parts, that's pretty fucking cool.
Mm. I mean, there was cool effects and stuff, so I mean, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
Exactly. It's a middle of the road. Okay.
It wasn't the worst Terminator movie.
Oh, it's definitely not. Yeah.
The Christian Bale one was.
Is that even because 3 is pretty bad?
3 is bad. I would just tie those couple in the middle.
I feel like Salvation gets a bad rap because of Bale, but like the one after that was
You're
so much better.
You're walking through my fucking shot.
Now this movie will live forever.
All right. So
Dark Fate. That's
it. I watched that, and then I watched The Rock.
Nice.
Nice.
Welcome to The Rock.
I watched The Rock. And then I watched The Mothman Prophecies.
Oh, wow.
Is Mel Gibson in that one?
Mel Gibson's not in that one.
Was that the last movie that he was in?
Richard Gere?
Yeah. Dude, that movie is so fucking weird, dude.
It is.
Chapstick.
And you're like, is this boring? I don't know.
Chapstick.
And then I watched Jesus Rolls. Nice. Dude, I couldn't even get through it. It was horrible.
Dude, remember I was telling you about that? Was that not uncomfortable to watch?
Especially the part where they're switching off fucking that chick.
Did you see the part with Pete Davidson?
Oh, hell no. I got to watch it, dude.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird. Is that on HBO Max?
Showtime, I believe.
Showtime. Okay, yeah.
And then I watched a documentary called Minding the Gap. It's about skateboarding, actually, in Rockford. Hmm. It's actually not a bad documentary if you got a Hulu or something.
Drug use?
I will prefer Gleaming the Cube. Thank you very much.
Lords of Dogtown. Lords of Z-Town.
That movie's fucking awesome.
It's kind of like in the same
No, Z-Town and Dog
guys,
Boys.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Z-Town and Dog Boys.
I'm doing the Joker before the Joker. Come on, guys. Heath Ledger over here. He did do the Joker before the Joker with that one.
I think that's it. Oh, and then I watched... I finished watching that new horror series on Netflix. The horror... going after the Hill House or whatever.
Oh, the Bly Manor.
Yeah, that one. That was a little confusing.
Yeah, I still haven't had the interest to finish that.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't completely finish it. Yeah. And then I watched some more. Even though I just finished watching it, I started watching again What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, nice!
Dude, that's such an easy watch.
It's just because I've been doing so much work. I put it on in the background and just listen to it.
You can like
the dream team.
You can finish it in 2 days, dude.
You can, but yeah, because I've just been having to do some work and stuff while I'm home, so I've just been having it in the background, just listening to, like, Topher.
I do that with IT Crowd a lot.
Yeah, I do that with IT Crowd, too.
You can just blow through that whole series on it.
All those Matt Berrys.
It's so good.
I did start watching The Toast of London, too, with Matt Berry.
Oh, I should check that out.
It's pretty good.
Is that what that drunk chick said told him to watch?
No, she said... the Great Boosh or something?
Oh, the Mighty Boosh.
Boosh there.
I didn't get it. You know, it's one of those things.
I don't get it.
It's like, British humor.
I don't know. It was like sometimes Adult Swim had those live action shows, and I always felt like it was an in-joke that I wasn't involved in. And I'm like, okay, it's a children's hospital, and this guy's dressed as a clown, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
Dude, we always used to go to movies when I was in high school, and like, and we used to, like, the quietest part of the movie, if would something just happen, we used to say really loud, I don't get it. Like a fucking loud whisper. And I remember I did that shit in the middle of Lord of the Rings. Like, I can't remember what part. And it was like fucking in mid.
Did you get booed?
No, midst of like fucking the second movie, like in the middle. And I'm like, I don't get it. And like, it's just the whole fucking place started cracking up, dude.
Oh, God.
It was fucking hilarious, dude. And I was like, thank you. I'll be here all day. I really get it. I was just fucking with you.
It's awesome.
We should start doing that in movies now.
Yeah, all three of us in there by ourselves.
Grounds, by the DVD. No. Dude, the original fucking Whisper movie was fucking Mothman, dude.
Yep.
Chapstick.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that?
No, so. Man.
Listen to the podcast. Yeah, do that shit. Yeah.
But so, okay, my Weekend Geek, dude, I went to the Chicagoland toy show. Chicagoland toy show, nowhere near Chicago. It was in Kane County, just down the street from me, and it was a pretty epic
toy. Oh, shit. They had that this year. I didn't know that was going on. That's a huge fucking event.
That's the one I just went to, man. Wow. And I've never been to it before. And it's pretty fucking amazing.
I forgot,
dude.
I went to that last year and I was telling you guys about it.
It was amazing, dude.
Wow.
They had like 100 vendors.
Yeah.
It was just endless toys, dude.
It's got to be smaller than it was last year, because last year they did four buildings. You know,
it was the main building, fucking full, both sides. There was another barn full, and then there was one, two, three spots outside that were full. It was fucking full, dude.
Yeah, and just, I mean, I know I posted pictures, I think, last year and stuff like that, but, like, the real scope of this thing, guys, it's, like, if you want model trains, if you want, like...
Everything.
Like, Matchbox cars, wrestling figures, antique fucking Popeye figures.
Dude.
Crazy shit.
So, basically, it's antique, vintage, and, like, retro, but all, like, specializing in toys and that pop culture aspect of that whole thing. So it's not just toys, it's a little bit of everything.
Dude. Oh yeah, it's all of that kind of stuff.
I paid
posters, everything.
I paid the $50 early fee to get in the day before.
Oh cool.
And I was like I was there. I had a certain amount of money in my wallet to spend on stuff to resell. I walk in and see this huge fucking turtle lot and I spend all my money within like 2 fucking seconds of being there. I'm like, well, gotta go.
Well, you know what you're going to make your money on.
So. I will. I mean,
you just walked in and...
I was like, yes, done.
Any regrets? Did you see the box in that one?
Any regrets?
Yeah, any regrets on stuff that you had to pass up?
I didn't. I mean, we walked every fucking... We walked for like all day there on Saturday early, and I was just trying to find stuff. And I didn't... You weren't really... You're not going to get the deals because... These toy shows are priced high for a reason.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these guys who come in on Saturday, like I did, are there for one reason. They have their fucking list of three things. They paid their $50 and then they're there to get them. And they don't want to order them online. Mm-hmm. So they're there. And you see these dudes just like... And they're just fucking like doing their business.
For you people who just heard Matt just making noises, he was sitting in his chair running and grabbing things.
And his eyes got really wide.
Yeah.
Matt works in video a lot, so you can't see him being animated at the moment.
I was grunting, dude. Putting stuff in my back.
We're going to play as Matt buying stuff or having sex.
But yeah, dude, it was nice. I didn't film anything the first day because it was always strictly business for me for the resale stuff. And I bought the huge Ninja Turtles. The second day on Sunday I went, I filmed the YouTube video.
Cool.
And it was pretty cool. It was Shannon's first video back at an event since C2E2.
Oh my God, it's been a while.
From March to October, we haven't filmed any events, dude. So this is it, and we just had fun with it, and it was like kind of trying to find that groove of recording our one-liners and trying to record each other because she hasn't been out in a while. So it was weird, dude. It's like I'm so used to doing the videos now kind of by myself. I was like, yeah, get out of here. You know, like it's my show.
So it's not a Matt show.
Do you have an idea of how many videos you have up on YouTube?
Like 250, 300.
Oh, great.
Ish.
That's a lot.
I don't know. I could look. But yeah, you know, and then the second day I ended up buying an arcade glass for Space Invaders. Know how when you play Space Invaders, you look at the screen, but there's all that artwork on that glass before the screen. I bought that glass.
Oh, that's cool.
For Space Invaders. And why I wanted to buy that? Because Space Invaders was like, it put fucking video games on the map. And there was actually a fucking coin shortage in Japan where they had to fucking mint more of their whatever quarter coin. Yeah. Because that game was so popular. It put video games on a map. It put Atari on the map, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so are you going to put a dick print in that clear print?
No, I'm not, dude. I'm probably going to sell it.
Okay.
With a dick print?
No, I'm probably going to like just hold on to it for a little bit and then try to flip it.
Because you can make a dick that looks like the little fucking Space Invader dude.
And it's like shooting?
We'll get to that in an upcoming episode.
I know we will.
So, we talk about dicks every episode.
And then I bought
We've talked about it in this episode now.
I bought two complete... Toxic Avengers
dicks.
Figures.
Ooh.
I bought Junkyard, and I bought, I think his name is like Psycho or Psychosis or something.
Oh, there he is.
He's the fat guy. The fat dude. So, like, I bought the bad guy, and I didn't know he was full complete. He even has his little glow-in-the-dark weapon.
Toxic Crusaders.
Dude, so, like, I paid $20 for him. I saw the fucking price. I'm like, dude, is this fucking right? The guy's like, yeah. I'm like, here you go. Like, that's a $50 figure on eBay.
Wow,
I won't make a lot of money on it, but I'll make some money.
Cool.
And then
you know who won't make money on that?
That guy,
Lloyd Kaufman.
No, I don't care. About him. And then the Junkyard, he's fully complete as well. Belt, all the accessories, the sticker, the flag thing, and he has his glow in the dark thing too, which I've never seen before. Dude,
always my favorite figure.
I've sold that figure already for $60. Out the door, I've had it listed for a day, but this is more complete than the one I sold.
Wow.
So I'm going to ask $80 for him, dude.
Nice.
And I'll get it. And I paid fucking $25 for that.
Dude.
The dude had it rubber banded, and I'm like, how much you want for this? He's like, $30. I'm like, $25? He's like, all right.
Nice.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, no, that's
I mean, there's still deals to be had, dude. Cause
so that one figure pays for your entrance into
pretty much
to
dude.
Get in there. That's yeah. fucking crazy. Yeah.
Early, yeah. at least. But the thing about the paying the early fee on Saturday, you get your spouse gets included.
Oh, cool.
So Shannon didn't have to pay, or I didn't have to pay on Sunday.
Cool.
So that $50 got us in both days.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, so it's really not really not bad. And then with the whole early buying thing, you know, the vendors know people are coming to buy, and that's why that dude had those crates of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff for sale. He knew he was going to sell them to another reseller, and he wasn't budging on his price. I'm not going to say what I paid, but, like, I was like, this, nope, this, nope, this, nope. I'm like, well, fuck it, here's your money.
He had to trade him a vial of semen.
Yeah, I had to doo-doo for him on camera.
I do that for turtles.
What'd you have to do? I had to eat a fucking noodles in a diaper.
Nice, dude.
That's it? Yeah, that's
fucking
it.
Fucking me too, but yeah, what else did I do? Weekend Geek, dude, I think that's about it, dude.
You watch anything cool?
Well, I'm finishing up Fear the Walking Dead.
Okay. Yeah, you were saying you liked that one a lot, right?
I, you know, like, I did.
Oh, okay.
But now I'm, like, in the season 5 on that one, it's just as shitty
okay.
of writing as The Walking Dead. It's lazy writing. Mm. It's almost, with this one, it's amateur writing. It's almost like they got their fucking, like, junior fucking, like, creative
so
on
it's,
that.
So it's not Kirkman still, or?
No, it's the idea is there.
Yeah, it's a whole different.
It's a whole different thing. There was no comic book on this.
Yeah.
It's not characters from the comic book. It's new characters.
They were just trying to cash in. They're like, oh, Walking Dead's really popular. Let's make another show.
Yeah, see? We'll do this show over here, see?
We'll just keep making spinoffs, you see? And then we'll just keep playing them back to back, you see?
And there's another one that I absolutely, the one, I can't remember what it's called, but it was like, with the kids.
Oh, Kids yeah. of the Walking Dead?
I don't know, dude. It's like, it's only going to go for 2 seasons, they already said.
Oh, good.
That's it. And I watched the first episode. I watched 15 minutes, and I was fucking sleeping, dude. Fuck that show.
Yeah.
And I love The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know. You're huge that into show. That fandom. So.
Yeah.
It's really the zombies, dude.
Yeah.
He likes the zombies.
The zomboobies.
That, is that just about it for your week?
I'm done, dude.
Okay, all right, cool. I didn't want to step on you.
I didn't want to step on my dick. Folks.
I didn't want to step on your dick there, Shia LaBeouf. But right.
You got 10 minutes. Go.
So my Weekend Geek, I started off watching some Halloween classics. So speaking of zombies, Paranorman. You guys ever watch that
nice.
One?
Nice. Good one.
Yeah,
I own that one. Yeah.
That's a good fucking movie, man.
That's a Tim Burton, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it's a Leica who did the Coraline and all them. So it's not Tim Burton. It's just the stop
it's
motion
Tim
animation.
It's Tim Burton-esque.
Yeah, it's definitely
It's not like produced or something by him? Nope. I thought it was. Man, I thought
no,
his name was on there.
No, he didn't have anything. Huh. He did Frankenweenie.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
I'm watching that one tomorrow.
Okay.
So we did that. We watched Halloween Town, which I had never seen. So
I never seen it.
Judith Hogue, the original April from Turtles movie, she's in that. We watched Edward Scissorhands for the first time watch for my kids. They loved
wow,
it.
Wow, dude.
They liked it a lot. Nice. It's like, wow, it's pretty good.
What are you doing?
Beetlejuice.
I'm jerking off my mic stand over here.
I never know what you're doing.
Nightmare Before Christmas, Beetlejuice, and I'm trying to think of...
Jeebus, dude.
Did you watch Adam Sandler's new Halloween movie?
Yes, Hubie Halloween. Actually liked the movie.
It actually wasn't bad. It was as far as all the Netflix movie he's been releasing, it's not the worst.
It's goofy, it's silly, and it has Will from Stranger Things in it.
What's got fucking Ray Liotta?
It does have Ray Liotta in it.
He's like, you fucking stab that fucker. I'm going to fucking come to your house, Karen.
Tim Meadows is in it.
Yep, well, he's got the regulars that are in all of his movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Schneider's in it. Yeah, it's watchable.
I like that Schneider plays basically like the Michael Myers.
It's so funny. It's so funny too because he plays such a straight character.
Actually, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. What about the cameo in the very beginning?
Yeah,
check out the name tag, Grandma. You're in my world.
Yeah, yeah. Going all the way back to Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah,
I loved that cameo. I was like, this movie's gonna be all right just because that cameo right in the beginning.
He's another vampire, dude. That fucker doesn't age.
Well, I did watch Ben Mystery Stiller. Men. Yeah. You remember that one?
That's a great movie,
I watched
dude.
Mystery Men maybe about 2 days ago, something, and I'm like, let me just check this shit out.
Pee-wee Herman's in that. He plays like the fart guy.
Yep. What the hell, guys? Oh, I was shot in the ass. Yeah, that is a good movie.
Dude, you were on a 90s kick there, dude.
Yeah, I was on a total 90s kick just going through and watching all these, looking for Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
You know, yeah, I was looking for a good Joe Pesci film to watch that was scary, but I couldn't find anything.
Yeah. All of them, dude.
Yeah, well, they're all scary.
They're all just
maybe
true,
eight heads in a duffel bag.
Yeah, all
fucking
of them.
Kill you and cut off your head and give it to Marcel.
Did I ever say show you that movie where I was a lawyer for my fucking cousins?
Whatever is a Ute?
Ute guys. Herman Munster. Dude, that's how you can tie it in. Dude.
Exactly. It all ties in. Yeah. So past that, just doing tons of Ninja Turtle stuff and all that. I ended up just like reaching out to some people like to see if we can get them on the show. I call fucking Corey Feldman's agent. I
call
shit you not.
You so call talking, him?
Yeah, I picked up the phone and I'm like, yeah, it's Justin. I'm looking for Corey Feldman. They're like, well, this is agent. How's he doing? I'm like, is Corey available?
What the fuck, dude? You didn't say that, dude.
Yes, I did.
And this guy immediately just hung up.
No.
And he was like, I deal with it, you idiot.
He goes, okay, send me an email proposal and I'll let you know. Thanks. And that was it.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, cool. All right, neat.
You probably, if you get him on, it'll be for like 10 minutes.
There's
dude.
No way we're getting him on.
Well, dude, he does nothing, dude.
I'm going to come on and I'm going to talk about the rape.
All I know is just
seriously, he all he does is get plastic surgery now, dude.
All I know
now he's not gonna come on. Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks a lot.
He'll come on.
Not
dude.
Like we can edit it,
dude. But. He's a fucking. I like him, dude.
I don't know that I've seen him in a movie I haven't liked him.
The cat's out of the bag. We've been trying to get some interviews. So who do you guys want? Let us know. But Justin's been having a fucking boner as soon as I found out.
I had a boner.
Dude, as soon as I'm like, I got all this list. I can get everything that we want to know now.
We're not going to tell you who we have.
No.
Somewhat in the bag until
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
But I could tell you we're working on a couple of them.
Let's just say the one I have lined up, I was fucking shocked as shit that I even got a yes.
Yeah, no, that's a big one. That's a really big one. So it's pretty cool.
If it was 1993, it would be a big one.
Shut up.
Dude.
It's a good one. I'm not knocking it, dude. It's cool.
You got the screenwriter for the movie
Undisputed.
It's
the biggest person that's ever been on this fucking show.
Hey, I'm good, dude. It's cool.
She's got a lot of connections with people.
We're all pretty big.
She's like, those guys are fuckheads, dude.
She's probably is like, I didn't listen to it yet. I listened to your show. I don't want to be on it now.
Could you blame her? She'd be like, I really didn't think that you understood that I was the executive producer of this movie you trashed. We're like, oh, we knew. No,
I don't think we trashed any of her movies. I think we praise all her movies, actually.
It's like, we knew and we just didn't care.
Yeah.
See, I don't reach out to the people. You. I don't reach out to the people that we trash because if they do listen to this show.
We don't trash anybody.
Oh, yeah. We most certainly trash Brimley.
No, we don't, dude.
Dude, we're not going to get Pauly Shore on the show.
Why not, dude?
Because if he ever listened to a show, we make fun of him every fucking episode.
But I'd fucking love him, dude. Like,
not this guy over here. Not this
dude,
guy.
Jury Duty was my first date movie. Dude, like, going all the way
you
back.
You get a handy, like, dude?
He doesn't like him, dude.
Handy or blowy, dude.
Anytime you bring up Pauly Shore, his face turns straight, and he's like,
He's a fucking prick.
No, dude.
He's a prick.
Yeah. Well, now we're not getting him on.
No, we're not getting him
Unless
on.
Pauly Shore, do you want to come on our show and defend yourself against
yourself,
Justin?
Dude.
The Justin Pauly debate buddy. The buddy debate.
Here's the thing, too, because he's funny in movies and stuff like that. I enjoy his work. Like, I like Biodome. I think it's a fucking hilarious movie. As a person, I think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So
well, that's just like, you know.
I mean, just because I've met him and he was a piece of shit to literally everybody that was in line and all the wait staff and everything else. And then you hear it's like, oh, Pauly Shore's coming through again. The wait staff fucking hates him, treats him like crap. So it's like, yeah, fuck Pauly Shore.
Hey, dude, if I was famous, that would probably be me.
I don't think so. You'd probably be nicer than Pauly Shore.
No. Oh, I don't know. I think you'd be an asshole.
I get bad. I have my moods, and I have my bad days,
okay,
dude.
That's fair.
So.
Especially you get a few cocktails in you, dude, you'd be a fucking douchebag and a half. Dude, everybody would hate you.
I bet, dude.
You would.
You'd be a regular Gary Busey.
I'd be a regular fucking, what's his name, dude? That driving around guy.
Oh, Mel Gibson?
No, another one.
Mel Gibson?
The fucking other Australian.
Fucking Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, dude. I'd fucking beat people with phones
and
shit.
I love that. Anybody ever ask you your name and you go, my name is Gladiator.
Yeah, just fucking Gladiator.
I've done that.
Just call me Gladiator.
No. I've done that. I've been hammered and done that.
You'd just be Liam Neeson calling for your Uber. I have a particular set of skills.
Like, do you want to get picked up or not?
I can almost puke and hold it, and then I can hold it until I get home.
I can hold most of it.
I can jerk off until coming, but I hold the cum.
In your face.
Luckily, this is all at the end of the episode.
Oh,
so.
Jesus Christ, dude. All right, let's wrap it up. We've gone like
yeah, that's, a particular that's, setup. Pretty much, that's pretty much it. So,
go ahead and leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail.
I don't know why he sounds like a pirate.
Get us at GeekLifeHQ on anchor.fm and leave us a voicemail. We will play your voice if you want to hear your voice.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much it.
Leave us some questions to ask celebrities.
Yeah, and hey, we built a website too.
Oh, yeah. Go check it out.
We got a website up. We'll put it on Instagram.
Is it geeklifehq.com?
No, because I didn't pay for it.
What? Is that the one where you spread your butt cheeks?
You got to pay for it, dude.
Fucking, it's geeklifehq.wix.com.
No, dude, you got to just pay for it, dude. Pay the fucking $9 for the
fucking... dude, it's $18 a month, dude.
What? GoDaddy, bro. GoDaddy.
I own the site. I own geeklifehq.com, but to attach the domain to the site, it's like $18 a month.
No,
we ain't that big yet, so I'm just going with the
dude. You could whatever. What do you host WordPress. The name? What do you host the name through?
GoDaddy.
So you could just redirect it. If you type in geeklifehq.com, it'll just redirect it to the Wix site for free.
Sweet,
do it.
Now that we've got this done, what's your social security number?
1998. That's my 1990s hackers fucking skills. Dude.
Well, you're wearing the hat for it, you know.
Black hat, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I see how to do that. You have a particular set of skills.
I have a particular set of skills. I read a HTML for Dummies. It was published in 1998.
I'm going to run code on your asses. In Irish.
I have a particular set of hacking
The dead
skills.
Fucking rabbits.
I haven't hacked since the 90s.
So until next week, we will see you next week.
Until next week, where our three hosts get into more trouble.
You didn't tell them about our pubes, did you?
What pubes?
We're a little older, a little wiser. Thank you, guys.